Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, it's Sexy Time with comedian Ali Breen, and it's coming up right after this.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Gasoline prices are at an all-time high, yet many Americans still want to drive a large vehicle. That's why Frigham All Automotive has developed a new hybrid automobile. It's the all-new 2005 Scooneria.
Hey, Bill, did you get a new car?
Sure did.
Wow, she's a beaut.
Thanks.
She sure is huge.
Yep.
I bet the gas mileage is killing you.
You lose that bet, Fred. It's a hybrid.
You mean part of the time it runs on gasoline and part of the time it runs on electricity?
No, actually it runs on gasoline and wind power.
Wind power? How's that work?
It's simple. I just hit this button and the main sales hoist it right through the sunroof.
The all-new 2005 Scooneria comes fully equipped with a CD player, automatic transmission, leather seats, a sextant, and a beautifully crafted mainsail.
Wow, that's impressive. I noticed when the sail's deployed, there's not much room in the back seat. Where do the kids sit?
Oh, they're up in the crow's nest.
Oh.
The all-new 2005 Scooneria is no slouch in the speed department. It's capable of going from 0 to 60 knots in just over 8 seconds. Or 4 seconds in Florida during hurricane season.
Wow.
The all-new 2005 Scooneria. The hybrid that's economical, practical, and fun to drive.
Well, I'm very impressed, Bill, but did you notice your starboard front fender has termites?
No problem. The 2005 Scooneria comes with a 60,000-mile chew-proof warranty.
The 2005 Scooneria. Test sale one today. The 2005 Scooneria from Frigham All Automotive, where our motto is, we steal from the technology of the past so we can steal your money in the future.
Man, where are we going to park this baby?
Don't worry, the kids are looking out for a spot.
Hey, Dad! Parking space ahoy!
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Having a terrific morning, and my gosh, if it's not one of our favorite weekly segments... Right now, actually. Tom, who's joining us?
Oh, we're going to hook up with a show we call Sexy Time with Ali Breen.
You can
and
see
Ali.
Her bed. This is. Sexy.
Are we? Are you in your apartment? No, you're at a hotel, right?
Yeah. I'm in a hotel. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have some bed involved, so it really looks like Sexy Time here.
Yeah.
You got a chaise longue over there.
Yes. Nice lighting.
Exactly. Is anybody in that bed? Like right
There's
now?
There's no one in that bed. No.
Okay, because I
would... No one is in that bed.
That'd be real. Really,
that'd be great if a head just popped out. Yeah.
An uncomfortable moment if, you know, suddenly someone kind of rolled out pantless.
Especially if her name was Susan.
What a night. Yes. What the hell are you doing? What's the light on for? Allie Breen is a stand-up comedian, and you must be somewhere. Can you say where you are?
I am. I'm in Stuart, Florida. I'm visiting my aunt, and I'm doing a retirement community show tomorrow night. So
well, that'll be fun.
Doing the Florida retirement winter tour, which is kind of nice, actually.
Yeah.
It's like 17 degrees in New York right now.
Yeah. Well, now Allie is our correspondent in the world of what we call sexy time. By the way, are you watching by chance Apple TV, the show Disclaimer?
No.
Okay. I bring it up because Sacha Baron Cohen is in it, and it's not a comedy, and he's a terrific actor.
Okay. I have watched Disclaimer. I don't know the names of anything anymore. I have been watching that. It's really good. The audio on mine is really messed up. When it has her inner monologue, you can barely hear it. I don't know if you guys have that situation.
No, that's
going
the
on.
Way it's recorded, really. It's low.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's too low. You have to literally...
Have you gotten through episode 3?
Yes.
I don't want to give too much away, but it's extraordinarily graphic, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Tom cannot stop talking about this, Allie, ever since we've gotten back from break.
No, I just wanted to see, I really wanted Christy to see
I'm going
to
see it. I'm definitely going to.
It's, sexy. Yeah. And do you know who she is?
No.
The daughter, I think, of Vincent D'Onofrio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's right. I looked it up. She's
beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. Oh my God! Yeah.
But remember in the old days, the black and white movie, they kind of kiss, and then the camera pans back, and then the door is shut, and it's left to your imagination.
Yeah. Way
this is exactly the opposite.
This one's going all the way.
Yes, they kiss, and then it turns into porno. But in any event, I was just wondering if you'd been enjoying that. Let's move forward here. The way this works is they write letters to Allie. They can reach her. It's Allibreen on various social media platforms with your love troubles. What have you got, Allie?
Dear Allie, the more time I spend with my girlfriend, the more she asks me, what are you thinking every time there's a moment of silence?
Oh, geez.
I love her to death, but I honestly can't handle this question. I usually just say nothing, but then she thinks I'm covering up for some deep thoughts I don't want to tell her. And then I say, honestly, dinner or football or whatever. And then she's mad I'm not thinking about us.
Oh,
this is an easy one. Pretend you're her. Go ahead.
What are you thinking, dear?
How I'm going to bury your body without getting caught if you ask me that again.
Oh, man.
At least she'd be like, well, that's passion. You're thinking about us. So
that's true.
That might help.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God, woman.
Yeah, that's...
That's so...
Oh, I bail. Really,
this woman is very insecure. Very insecure.
I think maybe she thinks it's cute, too. I mean, I don't know why someone would ask that question constantly. You've got to know it's annoying.
Do people not enjoy quiet? What am I weird?
Now, wait a minute. Have you never asked it? I don't think I've ever been with a woman who hasn't asked me it at least once.
Really?
Oh, every you all do this.
But
now,
you don't
all do it incessantly, and you don't all do it as you age. Yeah, it's more of a younger woman thing.
Okay, because I don't.
What do you?
But I promise you, maybe. You have all asked it.
I don't care what you're
asked
thinking.
One guy.
All this guy has to do is say, you know what? I was actually just wondering what you were thinking about. And then she'll just talk for 30 minutes
that's
straight.
Actually pretty great point. Advice.
That's brilliant, honestly.
And you're set for a day. So
hopefully that works.
And then she thinks you're interested. That's a really perfect solution.
I would still bail.
Yeah. You try it again, Josh. You be her.
What are you thinking?
Of getting out.
Is this something I said?
Yeah, if the question's coming over and over and over again, that's a problem.
Yeah. Too much.
Yeah. I'm not sure if comedy will work. If you can say, I'm thinking of killing you. Go ahead. What do you got, Allie?
That's a good point. Dear Allie, my boyfriend proposed to me almost a year ago. We're 2 weeks until the wedding, and he all of a sudden showed up with a prenup. It's not even that I'd be against a prenup, but it feels like he's trying to pressure me into doing it, seeing that he didn't bring it up before, during, or right after the engagement. Am I being paranoid, or is this the way people do it?
I'm going to add a little bit more paranoia for you. There's a classic episode of Seinfeld where George wants out of his engagement. He doesn't want to go through with it. And so the recommendation is, hey, throw a prenup at her.
Ooh.
And she will probably be so offended that she'll call the wedding off herself.
Yeah.
So there's a chance he's doing that.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Josh just made it worse.
Yeah. We're here to help.
I mean, are typical prenups done 2 weeks before a wedding?
Just sign the prenup.
Or is it from mommy and daddy who does not approve of you, where you come from?
Right.
Yeah, have an attorney read it. Don't just sign it. No.
Oh, I'm going to if and when I'm married, no matter how many times, I will get a prenup each time. And it will just be written by me, and it will say, when we break up.
Yes. Go on.
You get nothing of mine, and I get nothing of yours.
That's acceptable.
That's it. You don't have to take it to a lawyer.
Yeah. And she'll sign it, and I will hang it on the fridge.
But so, that doesn't hold up. The question is, it sounds like to me, the question is, did she sprung this on her at the last minute?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it sounds like.
Which is very unusual. Usually you talk about that way in advance.
Yeah, but.
Right. And that's the thing. You're not going to pull out of a wedding 2 weeks before it. And so it is tricky on his part.
Yeah.
To be like, do you want to tell all your friends and family that we're going to call it off, or you want to just sign this piece of paper?
Yeah. I think Christy nailed it. Get a lawyer.
Yeah, because a lot of prenups. I have a girlfriend, her prenup was 26 pages long, and I'm not joking.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, they're not as simple as what.
26 pages long.
Yeah, what
long.
Josh is saying. Yeah, some of them are very detailed. So I'd be.
Did she inventory all of her panties? What the hell is going on? Well, let's move on. Next.
Wow. Dear Allie, my husband and I always put about $20 worth of scratch-offs in everyone's Christmas cards.
Oh.
His sister this year won $10,000 in one of the scratch-offs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, finally.
I told him that she should give us at least half of it.
Oh,
no.
No.
He won't bring it up to her, and she's only offered to take us out to dinner as a thank you.
Yeah.
It's actually causing a huge fight. Don't you think she should offer to give us at least something?
No.
She's
going
to get taxed.
It was a gift. God.
Yeah.
No, I have to admit, as someone who, as you know, I handed out scratchers to you guys this year. Pat hit for what?
50.
Nothing made me happier knowing when I found out Chick did not win a penny. If he won the $258,000, I would have blown my head off in my office. Oh, I was so happy that he didn't win.
I didn't win anything.
Okay, well, I like you.
Okay.
Ma'am, you're way wrong here.
Yeah, you're way wrong.
Yeah, you're off.
So off.
That is just horrible.
Unless she takes you to like a McDonald's for dinner.
And by the way, give us your husband's phone number so we can speak to him.
So he can get out.
We've got a tiny bit of advice for him.
Yeah.
You monster.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of stocking stuffer scratch-offs.
They're fun.
Yeah. They are fun. And it is fun to see people win. Like,
yeah,
you.
I'm so happy you won $50.
And it was so fun because you didn't even know you'd won anything.
No, I had to tell
Josh.
Josh had to tell him.
Yeah, and Josh just scratched that. He goes, hey, Pat, you won $50. No, I get to keep $450. I can't tell $500 from a $50. Okay. All right.
I bet this causes a lot of problems. Like, when people win big amounts, I bet that there's constantly people who actually get angry who gave them the scratch.
Allie, what would you do if you had won the $10,000? Would you just take them to dinner, or would you have done less or more?
I think I would have given some money, maybe like $1,000 or $1,500.
I was going to say a 10%, not bad.
That's really generous.
Yeah.
Haven't scratchers gotten a little more complicated than they need to
they
be?
Have. Uh-huh. Oh.
What is the point of
they
that?
They really have.
Yeah.
They have, yeah.
Because they want you to not know that you won, I think. They want it to be like
they
that.
Want,
yeah.
Like
I needed help. I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to that, actually.
Really? Yeah. It's very complicated. Yeah.
Now, let's we'll move on. If you want to reach Allie Breen, it's Allibreen. And you can send her letters. Also, how's your OnlyFans going? I noticed it's at Allie B, A-L-L-I-B. What's happening there?
It's been good. I tried doing a light show for Christmas, not pulling him out clown style, like you suggested, but just wrapping him up, wrapping myself up in them and
how'd
unwrapping. That was cute. That was fun. I know. I need to think about it. Like I said, I try to be creative on
Valentine's Day is coming.
Yeah, that I have to think of something good for. Mm-hmm.
I think a bubble bath. That'd be cool.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Some candles, chocolate.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
You really, no, you guys are thinking of these, you're thinking like women.
Yeah.
You know what would be nice?
Boobs and butts.
Yeah. Yes, maybe creative shaving, like a heart-shaped.
The less creative, the better.
Parts just made out of pipe cleaners hanging on their boobs.
What if I hide behind a tree?
Oh, jeez.
Josh has said, just show it.
I don't know how appreciated my audience.
But I'm still going with it.
You just got to know your audience.
Okay. We have time for a couple more letters, Allie. What do you got?
Dear Allie, my husband had an affair about 3 years ago, which almost broke up our marriage. We went to a lot of therapy, and ironically, it ended up getting us closer after all was said and done, and we felt like we were a lot more honest with each other. Now, I found out through the girl he was having an affair with that he actually had an affair prior to her as well.
Well, yeah, I'm sure she's a trustworthy source.
Yeah. I don't even know how she was in touch with this woman, but we had agreed during therapy that we'd always be truthful with each other, and that's what got us closer, and he clearly hid this from me. And when I brought it up, he said, well, this was in the past before the stuff we were talking about in therapy. And so he was promising to be honest from here on out.
Oh,
I see. Uh-huh. All right. Well,
he's acting like I'm the crazy one by being upset about this. What should I do?
Yeah, I'm with Josh in this. How did he happen to...
Why would you...
So the other woman got together.
But it sounds like he basically admitted it. Because he was like, we were talking about before.
Who I blame on this and this... the therapist a little bit. I believe it's the therapist's responsibility in something like this to say, have there been any other indiscretions?
Right.
It's the therapist's responsibility to open that up.
And that guy, you can hear his eyes roll.
Yeah. Right. But at least he's not going to volunteer that information, I don't think.
Obviously.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
He didn't.
No.
Girlfriend, if you can move on, like if you've had success since the therapy sessions, just kind of let it go.
Let it go. It does suck.
Yeah. You're allowed to be sad and hurt, but like...
Let it go.
Yeah, and you're not crazy, by the way, by being a little upset about that.
You're married to a jerk.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's trying.
Right.
And if he's trying, let him, I mean, until he screws up again, get him the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you, ladies.
You're the reason that you guys allow us to continue to be jerks with that kind of attitude. Thanks. We'll continue.
Are you calling us an enabler?
I don't know what those words mean.
I don't either. Allie, we have time for one more letter. What have you got?
Dear Allie, me and my girlfriend in my 20s were together and engaged and then broke up because I wanted to have kids and she didn't.
Oh.
Now we're 36, we're both happily married, and I just found out that she has two kids. It really actually got under my skin. I haven't seen her or thought about her in years, but I reached out to her angrily on Facebook, and I've started kind of a back and forth with her about why she wanted to have children with this guy and not me. Well, my wife saw the emails and is now furious. It basically feels like I wish I was with her instead of my wife.
Right.
How do I convince her I love her and I'm happy we're together? I just really need closure in this situation with my ex. Oh, boy.
You big dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've opened a Pandora's box there.
Here, you want to know why she didn't want to have kids with you? Because of crap like this.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
What kind of a dad's this guy going to be?
He's going to
ruin a couple of brand new human beings.
Maybe she just used
that excuse because she just didn't want to marry you.
People also change their minds.
Absolutely.
At 20, I didn't want kids either.
At 51, I
still don't want kids.
And maybe she's being nice. She just doesn't want to have kids with him.
Right?
Yeah. She's trying to say in general. Yeah, and she's like, I want to have kids with this guy. You would be horrible.
But yeah, people, as Josh said, people change their minds.
I didn't want kids in my
20s. Yeah.
Weird. And maybe she felt this guy would be a much better dad.
Especially women. There's like a biological clock that kicks in.
Uh-huh.
So the question is, how do you... convince your current wife to
not leave you.
You gotta tell her that you suck. It's all you. You're insecure. You love her baby. You need to post on social media photos of you and the family and how much you love them and really just, you know.
Do they have a family?
Show up with flowers.
Yeah. He said they have kids.
I don't know, I mean, the guy that he's with now?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah. She's with him. Yes. Okay.
Everybody has a family. Oh, you messed up. Move on.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Allie. Once again, you can reach Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. Good luck with your gig. Now, when you're doing a gig at the assisted living facility,
Yes.
Do you have like special topics?
Don't step on any hoses.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.